have you back here as we continue on now. The 2024 election's coming into full review now. I've seen, interesting, I've seen a couple of different polls. One showing that Donald Trump is expanding his lead over Governor Ron DeSantis, who's not even in the race right now, by the way. Another one that just showed that Ron DeSantis has a commanding lead over Joe Biden among independents, and Donald Trump does not. So you've got different polling going on out there. It's going to be a long campaign season, I'll tell you that. I don't know if Ron DeSantis is getting in, but all indications are that it's going to be, it is going to be DeSantis versus Trump. We'll see how that plays out. Trump with all the advantages at this point. Woodrow Johnson, Senior Vice President of McShane LLC, is joining me now. Woodrow, good to see you here.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you being here. You work with Roy McShane. He's on here a fair amount. You guys are consultants. You raise money for Republicans. You're trying to take the Republic back from the socialists, if I'm not mistaken. We're a long way from 2024. It looks like Donald Trump has all the advantages. Got out early. He's been to Iowa. He's been to some other places. He's raising money. And obviously in the polling, he's doing very well compared to Ron DeSantis, who's, I don't know, 20 to 40 points behind, depending on which poll you look at, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's hard to imagine a scenario at this point where Trump is not the nominee. With that said, I mean, Ron DeSantis, honestly, he's doing better than many would expect. I'm not sure I'd count him out. And as far as money and all those things that people look at, you got to keep in mind that Ron DeSantis is not a declared candidate at this point. And he's kind of sneaking around a lot of those things that you can look at as far as how much money he's raising and things like that, because he's not a declared candidate. Right now, he's just promoting a book. And we have no idea how much money that, you know, whatever that entity is spending.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, a lot of conversations behind the curtains about big donors, the big money donors that supported Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020, that have opted to keep their money out of the race so far. Some say they won't support Donald Trump financially as a candidate. Now, that could change the dynamic here as well. But, you know, what I'm concerned about is a bloodbath. I mean, if DeSantis and Trump get into a vicious fight, I don't know that that's good in the end. Of course, we've had that before. People come out on top. Right now, like I said, Donald Trump has all the advantages in the polling numbers, in base support and so forth. But the real question is, does that translate into winning in 2024 November? What do you say?
You know, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree. I actually think primaries make candidates stronger. I think if someone is just handed the nomination, sometimes they can take things for granted. And having a contest where you're testing out your ground game, where you're getting people excited and ready, I mean, yeah, having a contested primary can sometimes be good.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying it depends on how vicious it gets. And maybe you're exactly right. Maybe you're exactly right, Woodrow. So what do you say to the people that say, because you see this all the time, nobody should run it. Trump should run unopposed. Nobody should run against it. I see that all the time on social media. What do you say to that?
You know, here's what I'd say. I'd say that in every single primary, it doesn't matter if you're in Texas, Florida, California, you could take the most liberal place in the world. Republican primary voters overwhelmingly love President Trump. With that said, they're tending to love Ron DeSantis as well. So, and you know, I face this criticism a lot with some other candidates I work with. I don't think anyone is really entitled to the nomination. With that said, you know, President Trump has always had a ton of support, and he's going to be a tough guy to beat, and, you know, for good reason. He was a great president.
Yeah. Where do we go with the bank failures? That's something that's in the radar for a lot of people. You're looking at inflation at 6%. You're looking at an economy that is uncertain, to say the least, where people are going to lose their jobs, where the foreclosure rate on used cars is as high as it's been ever in my lifetime right now. What do you think is the most concerning thing to people as they go and consider whoever the candidate might be?
Well, I think that probably the most important thing is how that candidate can handle, you know, the economy. And, you know, folks should remember how good the economy was under President Trump. And, you know, I'm sure some folks will give some credit to Ron DeSantis, at least in Florida. But I think if we're looking purely at who can handle the economy and who has gone against the woke agenda, you know, that has frankly caused a lot of this economic strife, is when you have banks and you have financial institutions that don't go for what actually is profitable and instead go for what's woke, what's great for the environment. That's the kind of situation that this has unfortunately put us in. And both Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump have a record on that.
They do. When you look at securing this country, because here's something else that's interesting, and I appreciate both Ron DeSantis and President Trump are opposed to the war in Ukraine. Same place I am. I don't think we have any business being there, but it runs against many of the neocons and the Republicans that are always fixing for a war. Lindsey Graham's never seen a war he didn't like, ever. The Democrats doing the same thing. The Democrats are all about inclusion. They said, let's go to war with Russia. Stop it. Stop spending billions of dollars in Ukraine to secure their eastern border when our southern border is open. And now our northern border, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the program, is also suspect. I think it's interesting that both Trump and DeSantis are on the same page, no war. What do you say?
Well, I'd say, peace should be popular. Absolutely. I mean, no one should want to go to war. Of course, you named some examples. And I think we've seen every single president that I can think of in recent memory has actually campaigned on no war. I mean, even George W. Bush, Barack Obama campaigned as the peace candidate. Whether they were the peace candidate is probably open to very different interpretation. President Trump, however, no one can deny, was a peace candidate. No new wars were started under President Trump.
That's right. No new wars began under that presidency. And I don't know if that could be said for, I'd have to look and see who started what wars where, but it's pretty rare, to say the least, in modern times that no war, no aggressive behavior was taken by the United States, except in defending things that were already in action or in process. I'll give you the last word here, Woodrow. Greatly appreciate you being here. Last thoughts on the election of 2024.
Here's my thoughts. It's going to be an interesting contest. We'll see if Ron DeSantis, and there's a good chance that if he doesn't get ahead in the polls, maybe he doesn't run. I mean, I think he's playing it right by promoting his book. And we'll see if, of course, promoting it in Iowa and Nevada and New Hampshire and the places that, coincidentally are going to be the primary contests. And we'll see how it goes. But I don't think a primary necessarily weakens Republicans overall.
I'm going to agree with you on that. I think, we see what happens when you anoint somebody like Hillary Clinton or just get out of the way for a Joe Biden. Creates weak candidates and a terrible president.
2016, how Trump, when Trump is strongest, is when he's counterpunching.
That's right. Woodrow, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Strong primary makes for a strong candidate. I happen to agree with that point. I'm going to take a break and come back here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard.
Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.